Life's Real Goal, written by Richard F. Ames, read by Shane Browning. Ambitious business people, athletes, politicians, and zealots commit their full energies to advancing their personal agendas. They will lose sleep, drive themselves, and stop at almost nothing to achieve their goals. Some of these may strive for integrity and honesty, but many will use any deceitful tactic, lie, or evil to get their way. And for what? Is their all-consuming purpose worthwhile? Will it benefit the character and quality of life of others? What is the real goal for which all of us should be striving? The Bible eloquently speaks of the vanity of man. Vanity, in one sense, is self-centeredness and selfishness. In a broader sense, it is the uselessness, futility, and short-term indulgence that goes nowhere and ends in death. The psalmist stated it this way, quote, "Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity." Unquote. Psalm 39, verse 5, King James Version. The New International Version phrases it this way, quote, "Each man's life is but a breath." Unquote. The New King James Version states, quote, "Certainly every man at his best state is but a vapor." Unquote. Certainly, without God in the picture, without the long-term view of eternity, human beings accomplish nothing of eternal value. They die having lived their whole lives in vain. The parable of the rich fool in Luke chapter 12 reveals the vanity of making one's life goal the accumulation of physical possessions. The fool was so prosperous that he focused only on his own rewards. Quote, "So he said, I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will store all my crops and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry." Unquote. Luke chapter 12, verse 18. But God said to him, quote, "Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." Unquote. The rich fool was obsessed with selfish ambition and vanity. Again, what is the real goal set before all of us? Life has purpose and meaning that last beyond our physical existence. There is a spirit in man. There is a spiritual quest and potential far beyond the imaginings and philosophies of vain human beings. The Bible gives us many transcendent goals, but the foremost goal was given by the Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth, in Matthew 6, verse 33. Quote, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Unquote. The kingdom of God is the soon coming world-ruling government of God, ruled by the Prince of Peace and King of Kings, Jesus Christ. Most Christians know that this should be their goal in life. We look forward to the return of the Savior to save the world from itself and institute lasting peace and prosperity for all humanity. In the meantime, we follow his precepts, particularly Luke 4, verse 4, quote, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." Unquote. In our commitment to life's real goal, we cannot allow ourselves the false luxury of worldly distractions. Jesus warned us in Matthew 13, verse 22, about the, quote, "cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches, which choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful." Unquote. That's the individual being called by the gospel. It is time for all Christians to renew their commitment to wholeheartedly seek the kingdom of God above everything else in life and to resist the many distractions and detours leading to vanity. It is time for non-Christians to consider their future judgment and to commit to eternity rather than futility. As Jesus said in Luke chapter 21, verse 36, quote, "Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." Unquote. We anticipate the second coming of Christ to this earth and his triumphal establishment of the kingdom of God over all nations. We can be part of that kingdom for all eternity. That is life's real goal and purpose. Is it yours? Read our booklet, Your Ultimate Destiny, online, or order a printed copy at absolutely no charge.